This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
President Trump is exercising the globalist demon out of our republic. And as you look at the news every day that emerges, you see the theme. Not the theme the globalists are pushing, but the theme that the citizens are realizing collectively together. Citizens of planet Earth. Just look at Drudge Report. Look at these headlines. Consumer sentiment hits 13-year high. Stock set new records. And then right below it, McCain to thwart tax cuts that would bring more money into the Treasury and help pay down the national debt. You cut taxes, more money comes in. You just got to keep spending the same. And Trump's been cutting spending in many areas. But Congress has been thwarting him there as well. But he then used the nuclear option that Dr. Corsi's been hammering here for months to just defund it. Don't let them raid Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Okay. So the good news is Trump is killing the looting of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Precisely. And this was Senator Corker was at the hearing, and you know, he was the one that I constantly targeted as wanting to give the mortgage market over to the banks. Banks that he's made millions of dollars in loans with, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Corker was about fit to be tied. He offered, he said, well, we'll give you $10 billion more capital to keep running Fannie and Freddie. And Mel Watts said, no, we don't need it. And Mel Watts knew that as long as they were taking federal money, they couldn't recapitalize Fannie and Freddie for the shareholders.
Let me ask you this, because they're clearly not just looting it. Why do the Democrats want to bankrupt it? I mean, Obama made no secret of that.
Well, because it was free cash. I mean, they had over $266 billion. They were up against the wall. The House of Representatives had refused to fund the insurance subsidies under Obamacare. Obamacare was going to crash in the first year.
That's right. So it's multifaceted. They propped up Obamacare with it, but also, just like the Federal Reserve under Obama, doesn't want cheap loans to the public, only cheap loans to big banks. So this is all part of making people poor, picking winners and losers.
Yes, and it's also part of the scheme that the Obama administration had, that they were going to let Fannie and Freddie fail. They're going to take all the capital out of them. So by the end of this year, they would have zero capital in Fannie and Freddie. And then they were going to give the mortgage market over to the big banks and the hedge funds and in Wall Street, which would mean that we would become a nation of renters. The Treasury Department, I revealed the documents. We published them. It shook the very base of Washington. When these documents were published, the Treasury under Geithner and under the Obama administration wanted to end the American dream of us being homeowners. We're all going to become renters. We're going to become a nation of renters.
Jones is fear-mongering about global government and all these unstoppable elites. I wasn't saying they were unstoppable. I was saying they were weak because they were authoritarian and were operating by stealth. And as soon as you took the stealth away, they were wide open. And that's why all the king's horses and all the king's men and all the fake Hollywood people and all the M&Ms and all the little media twerps that have been propped up, they may be able to get some 12 and 13-year-old snot-nosed folks to actually watch them. Or a few old people that still think it's trendy. Hey, Daddy-O, macking the homie. Wow, you saw that M&M. He really took Trump to the woodshed. Yeah, yeah. That's why his approval rating's up.
Madness in the world today. I see it in court every day. I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good.
Are you my pal?
I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
What they're doing is attempting to dynamite the resurgence of America in an economic operation to bankrupt this country and bring us into the world corporate government, just like a third world country is bankrupted and brought in to the IMF or World Bank's orbit. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and they're going astray now. Also, Mark Dice has touched on something really important, and that's the gay mafia in Hollywood, and that's going to be the next big shoe to drop And then when that basement falls in, you'll find the entire labyrinth of pedophile networks. And then below that, Satan worshipers and human sacrifice cults.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for now, Owen Schroyer. We're joined by Roger Stone at 1:30 and then Jack Posobiec in the fourth hour. Folks, it just keeps getting better and better. Hillary Clinton fails to turn up for TV and radio appearances with Philip Schofield, Women's Hour, and Graham Norton after falling over and hurting her foot during London book tour. How about that? Remember when InfoWars told you that Hillary Clinton was sick and falling over? And they called us fake news. Oops, she fell over again. Oh, there's the famous video of Hillary Clinton. First, she's completely out, and they prop her up against a post. She can't even move under her own power, so they basically toss her into this medical security van like a sack of potatoes. That's right, there's the sickly dog Hillary Clinton being tossed into the medical van as all of her security detail tries to block anyone from seeing that, she was basically out cold. Who knows what happened that day? They tell you that she just had she was bothered by a flu? I'm sure it was the flu. Maybe Hillary needs an extra flu shot, folks. How about that? You think Hillary Clinton takes a flu shot? Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton failed to appear for interviews today. What happened? Former presidential hopeful is in Britain promoting her book. What happened? Women's Hour host said star guest was delayed, but then never turned up. Philip Schofield revealed she had stood this morning up after hurting her foot. Oh, boy. Who buys that? Tell me one person that buys that this is because of a foot. Now, maybe she, had a brain aneurysm and fell and hurt her foot. Graham Norton, BBC interview, was also put on hold after accident in central London. And then here it is. It just gets richer and richer. Clinton last night dined at a restaurant with Huma Abedin. Folks, the Democrats are riddled with sexual predators. So you have Hillary Clinton, apparently the candidate for women, married to Bill Clinton, settled multiple rape cases, and while he was president, got caught cheating on Hillary Clinton with Monica Lewinsky. Which we'll have news on that in a second. Then you have Huma Abedin, who's married to Anthony Weiner, who's going to prison for sexting with a minor. And that's probably just the tip of the spear with Weiner. And then, of course, there's Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein Gate, Harvey Weiner Gate, Harvey Weiner, Harvey Weinstein Gate. But just back to Hillary Clinton real quick, folks, because we played Hillary Clinton earlier looking like a demented demon, an arrogant demon, Julian Assange responds to her lies against him. So she looked sick already, and then she actually gets sick and has to miss these interviews. But here's the thing, and this is you're starting to see this with people like Harvey Weinstein and George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, where they're physically manifesting how sick they are mentally. So there's these studies are already out. Mental health and physical health go hand in hand to a certain extent. That's why people like Hillary Clinton and George Soros and Maxine Waters look like Emperor Palpatine. Okay? So their mental sickness, their mental depravity is starting to show itself in their physical appearance. So yeah, Hillary Clinton can go on TV looking like a demon straight from hell, lie about Julian Assange in her complete arrogance, just cold-hearted arrogance, literally the most cold-hearted demon personified. And then what do you know? Who knows how longer it was after that interview? She can't even make her interviews. She can't even make her What Happened book to her interviews, which begs the question, what happened to Hillary Clinton? She's sick as a dog, mentally and physically. I'm sorry, I shouldn't slander dogs like that. Okay, but now let's tie it all together with how sick the Democrat Party really is. And I'm not glorifying the Republican Party. It's nice to see we're taking over the Republican Party, and we'll probably save it. Senator Kamala Harris quiet on presidential run in Hamptons meeting. So she goes to the Hamptons. She's hanging out there with all these power brokers. Oh, but guess who was there? Harvey Weinstein. That's right. Kamala Harris making her bid to be president, looking at the big donors like Harvey Weinstein. Of course, Kamala Harris has had to come out and say she's going to be donating the money Harvey Weinstein gave to her political contributions. She's going to be donating that to charities. Kamala Harris is falling apart. They thought they had their candidate. They thought Kamala Harris could do it. And she's just as bad as Hillary. Colluding with sexual predators like Harvey Weinstein. And trying to slander Trump supporters by making up criminal charges against them. That got blown up. So Kamala Harris, another failed Democrat. Total failure. Total loser. Just awful. Just the worst. Now, here's a nice little ditty. We go back in time to August 22nd, 1998. President testified to late gifts to Lewinsky. So this is part of the time where Bill Clinton, you know, he got caught, you know, him and Monica Lewinsky, you know the story. But you go back and you look into this and you find out that there was a group of people from Hollywood that were funding. This is from the Washington Post in 1998. Funding. They were funding Bill Clinton's legal defense team. Right in the face of Hillary, who's the one that got cheated on. And guess who was part of those donors to the Bill Clinton defense team? Harvey Weinstein. Imagine my shock that Harvey Weinstein would donate to the legal defense team of Bill Clinton. I wonder if Harvey's calling up old Bill right now, asking Bill to pay it forward. Bill, hey, remember what happened when you got accused? How about a little help my way, Bill? Let's go again. This is the sick Hillary Clinton lying about Julian Assange, and then obviously she's clearly sick in this video, ends up falling over and hurting her foot. Just a few days later, I can only assume, and she can't make her What Happened interviews. Here was the last interview of Hillary Clinton looking like an absolute demon.
Assange has become a kind of nihilistic opportunist who does the bidding of a dictator.
Lots of people, including in Australia, think that Assange is a martyr for free speech and freedom of information. How would you describe him?
I mean, he's a tool of Russian intelligence. And if he's such a martyr of free speech, why doesn't WikiLeaks ever publish anything coming out of Russia?
Isn't he just doing what journalists do, which is publishing?
Because Russia doesn't have a Hillary Clinton in its government.
I don't think so. I think for number one, it's stolen information. And number two, if all you did was publish
it, leaked,
that would be one thing. But there was a concerted operation between WikiLeaks and Russia and
lie.
Most likely people in the United States to,
oh,
as
true.
I say, weaponize that information.
People within the DNC. Yeah, weaponize the information. Hey, we've got this whole group of information, this whole litany of information here, and it's all real. We can't deny its context and its content, and they're weaponizing it against us. Oh, my gosh. They found an email talking about how we like to have children in the pool for your pleasure, and they're weaponizing it against us. Can you believe this? Oh, but don't worry, folks. They're freaking out. Government lawyers ask judge to block release of Comey memos. Comey is lying through his teeth. Comey and the FBI were clearly colluding with Loretta Lynch and the Clintons and the tarmac meeting, and they're trying to hide the truth on that, and they're not getting away with that either. It's all coming out. These people are the swamp. This is the scum. This is the corrupt government. Hillary Clinton is at the top. And James Comey was colluding with all of them. That's why Trump fired him, and Comey perjured himself. But don't worry, we're going to get those memos. We're going to get the Iwan information. They're all going down.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We all remember when we lost our mind, right? We all remember when we took the first red pill. And most of us ended up at Infowars.com, and now Infowars has expanded to 10 hours of live broadcast every day, and that's because of your support at Infowarsstore.com, so we pay it forward by bringing you great specials. I've already talked about some of the specials today, but there's more, like 50% off Caveman. We've now got a strawberry flavor Caveman in addition to the original chocolate flavor Caveman, the true paleo bone broth formula. Bone broth in there, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, things that you probably aren't getting in your regular diet. And it's all in the chocolate or strawberry Caveman true paleo bone broth formula. But now it's 50% off. That's 50% off. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a very popular product, and we're giving it to you 50% off. This is a great protein supplement as well, not just the bone broth, but also packed with protein. We're still running the Secret 12 special, 40% off. InfoWars Secret 12, that's a B12 supplement, an all-natural proprietary B12 formula. It's good for energy. It's good for all of the great products that are inside of it, including the methylcobalamin and the B12 that's just so important. And it's a 40% off discount right now. 4.8 star review at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off Secret 12. And another 50% off special, the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials. That's an entire line of products, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We try to fight back against the toxins in our environment and in the products by giving you products that don't have the toxins in them. You've got the outdoor pack with the sunscreen and the bug spray, two things that typically come riddled with toxins, especially the bug spray. And then you've got the entire line of the starter pack, 50% off right now. That includes the mouthwash, the shampoo, and the body wash. And then you've got the deodorant on there as well. And all of those products, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as essential oils. A lot of people are really into essential oils. We've got a whole line of essential oils, the Emmerich's Essentials, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That entire product line, 50% off. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all these great products. Get rid of the toxic products in your house and fill your pantry, your cupboard, your closet with good products that aren't going to poison you and put toxins in your body. InfoWarsStore.com. Great specials running right now. Be sure to take advantage. Okay, so the Democrats are absolutely collapsing. Hillary Clinton is literally collapsing, literally falling over herself, missing interviews. This is something that dates back to even her presidential campaign. Can you imagine if she was president? This wicker woman who can literally collapse at any moment. I mean, who knows the real state of her health? I mean, she could be, you know, one tick away from midnight, if you know what I'm saying. So she falls over again and misses her What's Happened book tour. You know, Tom Fitton is doing great work over at Judicial Watch right now. He's pressuring the FBI to hand over the Comey memos, hand over all the information they have on Awan, who was working for the Democrats. What's that? From Pakistan? Yes, you heard me right. Imran Awan, who did IT work for the Democrats, from Pakistan. Yeah, there's JudicialWatch.com. Judicial Watch forces FBI to admit to new Clinton Lynch tarmac documents. Well, I mean, if they were just talking about their grandkids, they've got nothing to hide. So I'm sure they'll release all of those documents to Judicial Watch, and they won't fight that tooth and nail, because Lynch and Clinton have nothing to hide. They were just talking about grandkids. Yeah, right. Okay, so, but here's what they're doing to try to cover their tail, because they're an absolute collapsing mess. I mean, seriously, folks, they are a structure fire. So they're trying to take all of the energy and momentum from the Harvey Weinstein gate and try to project that back onto Trump. It's going to fail miserably. It doesn't even matter what comes out. It doesn't matter what tapes that I think they're going to release. I do think they're going to release some other tapes. Won't matter. Will not matter. But here is the woman, Summer Zervos, coming out again. Now, over a decade, she's been trying to do this with nothing, no ground to stand on. But here she is on CNN again, talking about Trump touching her inappropriately.
I was standing in the entryway.
Exactly what we reported they would do, by the way.
And I saw Mr. Trump's clothes on the bed. Mm-hmm. I did not see him, but he greeted me with hello in a sing-song voice. It sounded like, hello. I thought the mistake had been made, and Mr. Trump thought he was speaking to someone he was more familiar with. I walked further into the living room, away from the bedroom, and sat down. I waited for about 15 minutes until Mr. Trump emerged. He had his suit on. I stood up.
I thought his suit was on the bed. Now he's wearing it?
He came to me open-mouthed as he was pulling me towards him. I walked away and I sat down in a chair. He was on a love seat across from me, and I made an attempt at conversation. He then asked me to sit next to him. I complied. He then grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me again very aggressively and placed his hand on my breast. I pulled back and walked to another part of the room. He then walked up, grabbed my hand, and walked me into the bedroom.
Okay, so that's not gonna help their cause to try to bring Trump down. This isn't going to help their cause to try to demonize Trump and lose his support. And no matter what other tapes or women they try to get to come forward on MSNBC or CNN, it's just not going to work, folks. And that's the key. So when they try to bring all this up and they try to bring all this out, the attempt is to, again, try to trick you into thinking you're losing, trick you into thinking that Trump's agenda is losing, and just, again, make you feel like you're being defeated. Even though we're having ultimate victories, Trump is not perfect. The American First agenda pushed into the White House by the Republic is what is key. And that's what we're winning with. So they can try to smear Trump as much as they want, and Trump is not perfect, but he is the one we put in the White House to represent America. No matter how flawed he is, and it doesn't matter. That's what they don't get. It doesn't matter how much they try to attack his character. It doesn't matter how much they try to skew the lines of reality. It doesn't matter how much they try to psyop this country into thinking that it's dead, into thinking that the liberal establishment is in full control. And if you're not a social justice virtue signaling liberal, then you're just trash. You're scum. No, the beyond reproach liberal mindset is failing. The beyond reproach liberal smugness is what has turned America off of all of these people in Hollywood, on late night television, in politics, who sit here all day telling you how they want to help this, do that, push for this, and then look at every city, look at every demographic where Democrats are in charge. Totally failing. California, completely in debt. Illinois can't pay its bills, okay? These people have lost, folks. But keep trying, you know what? Keep trying to make Trump the enemy, and you're just going to keep building him up. That's how sick people are of you, CNN.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex is Owen Schroyer, and we're actually going to hear from Alex in the next segment on an update on new details in the Vegas massacre cover-up. We'll be hearing from Alex in the next segment. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about a victory that we're having, and it's not a victory in the sense that we want the NFL to fail, or I want to see the NFL become obsolete. I'd love to see the NFL be pro-America. I'd love to see the NFL embrace America, be proud of the flag. Instead, Roger Goodell has done the opposite and decided he's not going to make players stand. That's how it looked like he was going to say that. Then he kind of retracted because the players started threatening. So now they decide what they're going to do is they're just not going to air the national anthem on TV, and they're not going to talk about it during their broadcast. So they're doing their little canoodling with the TV networks to try to avoid those images getting out. But we still hear about it. They're still kneeling. They're still doing their protests. And so all their ratings are down.
But let's just look. This all started with Colin Kaepernick. And who is Colin Kaepernick? Well, Colin Kaepernick was a system quarterback that succeeded for about a year and a half because he was in a system that was built for him. He was never really a prolific passer, and he always was kind of known to struggle to throw some passes, but he did get a huge contract. I mean, he's so oppressed. Look at him with his new car and his mansion there. I mean, he's clearly oppressed, so it's got to be tough for Colin Kaepernick. But there's a lot of misinformation about Kaepernick. So he gets this massive contract, $126 million. It was a record contract at the time. He only received about a third of that. I'm not sure what the final total was. But here's the key. He quit. He walked away. He had another year on his deal that he would have made millions and millions of dollars. He's so oppressed. Colin Kaepernick is so oppressed that he walked away from tens of millions of dollars. Do you understand? Do you understand how hard it is to be worth so much money that you can walk away from millions of dollars? That's Colin Kaepernick. So he quits. He leaves the NFL. He chooses to leave. Then the left, the political left and the liberal media is outraged that the NFL's boycotting him. No, he quit. He left. Now he wants to come back, and he's demanding 10 mil per year, and he wants to start. Kaepernick, you sucked. Colin Kaepernick's last year in the NFL was record-setting suckness. His rating, his numbers, terrible. But he thinks he's worth 10 mil a year? The NFL has a salary cap, dude. So now what? He quits. He blames the league, even though he quit, and he's worth tens of millions of dollars. Then he demands more money than he's worth. Now he's suing the NFL owners for collusion. This is one of the weirdest things. So he's not getting enough publicity. He's not getting enough publicity. Now he's going to sue the NFL owners for collusion. This is not going to go well for him. Colin Kaepernick has hired celebrity lawyer Mark Garagos to sue NFL owners for colluding against hiring him. Again, Kaepernick quit. He quit. He walked away for millions of dollars, and now he's upset because nobody else wants him. Folks, it's been a long thing in the NFL. You don't want distractions on your team. Remember Tim Tebow? Why don't you think people signed Tim Tebow? Because he was such a media storm. But nobody talks about that. But here's the thing. The NFL is totally collapsing. Okay? Colin Kaepernick's support is dwindling. NFL ratings are dwindling. NFL attendance is dwindling. And it all started because Kaepernick wanted to protest the national anthem. Yeah, okay, you can say it was against police, you can say it was against that. But optics become the story. You're kneeling during the national anthem. That's never going to win. But the NFL is starting to collapse at the seams, folks. Angry Jets fans convinced NFL is rigged after a controversial call in a game yesterday. And this is how badly the NFL is collapsing right now. The refs actually got the call right, but now the fans are saying it's rigged because they think it got wrong. No kidding. The NFL is rigged? Oh my gosh. No one's been telling you that. Brian Toohey hasn't written multiple books on that. Brian Toohey didn't get access to the FBI documents about how the NFL's games have been rigged before. Oops, sorry. It looks like the NFL is in a heap of trouble. Week 6 of the NFL reveals several nearly empty stadiums as fans continue to leave the league. So the victory isn't that the NFL is collapsing or that maybe we're seeing the end of the NFL. That's not the victory. I like watching football. If America would be patriotic like they used to be, this wouldn't be such an issue. They're the ones that have decided to go liberal. They're the ones that have decided to go foaming at the mouth leftist. They're the ones that have decided to shoot themselves in the foot because they think that that narrative wins. They think that that is the side of victory, even though it's the side of absolute collapse and misery right now. So the victory is that we're bigger than the NFL, The NFL is going to have to accept that and realize that. And this is a message to all the other organizations that thought they were bigger than America, all the other individuals that thought they were bigger than America. You're not. Okay? You're not. At the end of the day, you're a football player. And once you protest America, you're going to find out real quick that we like America more than we like football. There's some of the images from the stadiums. These are stadiums that are normally packed, folks. But it's trickling down. Georgia cheerleaders to protest anthem in stadium tunnel. Now, this is where the liberal smugness comes into play. This is a group of cheerleaders from Kennesaw State University in Georgia saying they will kneel until the U.S. flag represents what it should. What does that even mean? Doesn't offer an idea of what she thinks it stands for or what she thinks it should stand for. Just wants to hop on the bandwagon and protest America. They really are showing their true colors. They really are showing how anti-American they are to protest the national anthem. Amazing. It's amazing that this is how far we've come. Is it really, though? Is it really when you hear about a story like this? This is from the College Fix. Ahead of Halloween, universities nationwide tell students what not to wear. So Alex has been telling you about this for a while. It's just gotten more extreme now. We are a culture, not a costume. Who are these people? Who are these people that are so indoctrinated into identity politics that they can't even enjoy Halloween? It's insane. So then they go off and they tell you what you can't wear on Halloween. It's all because of cultural appropriation. Unacceptable costumes are wearing Native American headdresses, dressing up as Mexican by wearing a sombrero, dressing as a geisha, or any form of blackface. I don't know about blackface, but Native Americans, you know, Indians or whatever, and Mexicans, it's always some of the most popular costumes. You know, you walk around as Mexican, you're handing out tequila, you're having a good time, everybody loves you. I remember they're going to use this against me. I dressed up as an Indian one year, and it was one of the most popular costumes I ever did. I went full character. The character was Bear Claw. Everybody loved it. Nobody got offended. Oh, my gosh. But now, at Liberal University, oh, is he dressed as a Mexican? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Is that girl wearing a Native American headdress? Somebody call the Social Justice Workshop. Somebody call the Diversity Alliance. These are the names of these groups. These are the names of these groups. So now you have diversity heads, cultural appropriation heads, things that shouldn't exist at a university of higher education. So higher education is now becoming daycare. We're going to hear from Alex Jones on the other side, an update on the Las Vegas massacre cover-up. Don't go anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost, the treaty signed, I was not cut across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you.
And a couple of these items I will read from the narrative, because I don't want my comments to be construed or changed. So I wanted to ensure the accuracy of that. But most of this conference will be done strictly through my narrative provided to you. Okay. Okay, first and foremost, I want to give you an update on the injuries.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we know there is a cover-up taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada, concerning the tragic massacre of October 1st, 2017 that left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded. We know that there were multiple shooters from all of our military experts and the acoustic evidence, but also witnesses on the ground who were up to a mile away and witnessed active shooters as well. And now we have the sheriff changing his story and the timeline over and over and over again. And when they do change the timeline, it's to line it up with what hotel witnesses saw, what security witnesses saw. But then you add to all of that the fact that we have hostage rescue team and FBI sources that told us day one that Paddock and his girlfriend were traveling to the Middle East and that there was Antifa and Islamic literature in the hotel room at Mandalay where the main shooting reportedly came from. The news is lying. FBI HRT did the hit on the guy, and they found Antifa information in the room and photos of the woman in the Middle East. So he did not kill himself. The FBI hostage rescue team killed him because he was firing on them. So he did not want to be taken alive, and reportedly he did it. And it was Antifa crap everywhere. We're not denying that most of the shooting came from there, but in the first 2.5 minutes, it's coming from multiple positions around downtown Vegas. And you can hear it in congruent, unedited videotapes where taxi cab drivers are sitting in the same spot, and you hear the shots far off in the distance. Then you hear shots at Mandalay right above the drivers. And then we've got footage from a mile away, close to where it happened, and you hear the same cadence, two different firearms, one that is a full-auto smaller firearm, another that is clearly a light machine gun, belt-fed. The experts, including federal law enforcement and former high-level Navy SEALs, have come on this broadcast who testify in federal court on acoustics and have testified that it is completely clear what's going on. Craig Sawyer, a former leader with SEAL Team 6, who hosts major shows on Discovery Channel, has broken it down. But the biggest evidence yet is blaring out in plain view, and that's the sheriff himself, Joe Lombardo. The night it happened, he was cool, collected, and focused. Then a few days later, he gives us the first clues that match up with our sources and the witnesses that there's no way he acted alone, even though the FBI was saying he had to act alone. And there's no way that he could just be doing all this on his own. And that clearly, he probably was radicalized and they were looking into that. Now the story completely changes. And when we look at the FBI agent who's the chief agent in charge there, he is a Mueller Comey globalist minion involved, along with Mueller and Comey, suppressing investigations of Islamists and others. And that's the big issue here. ISIS, even the AP reported, almost always takes credit for things they've done, not things they haven't done. Even if it's someone inspired by them, if they didn't get a communication from them, they won't take the credit. They took credit day one for this and have continued to take credit. But within hours of the tragic event, before the bodies were even cold, the FBI came out and said no Islamic connection, no ISIS connection, and only one shooter.
As this event unfolds, we have determined to this point no connection with an international terrorist group. As this investigation continues, we will continue to work with our partners to ensure that this is factually, thoroughly, and absolutely investigated to be able to bring comfort and peace back to this community. Thank you.
How could they know that before the investigation had even been performed? And finally, the body language of Sheriff Lombardo. There is almost no one on Infowars.com or Newswars.com or on YouTube. We're talking, we're getting 97, 98% votes on these videos. Even our detractors who normally disagree with us are saying, absolutely, there's multiple guns. And that sheriff is acting completely and totally freaked out, running scared, deer in the headlights, stammering, looking down. We've gone back to previous press conferences. He didn't act like this. And you've got that FBI agent that our federal sources have told us is bad news in charge, standing behind him, Rouse, glaring and glaring and glaring. We don't know the full story, and we don't have all the answers. But when we question things and the questions we point out turn out to be valid and our sources give us info that turns out to be accurate, and then we still get criticized by MSNBC, it's because they have to admit they don't know what's going on. Here's the headline. Las Vegas sheriff in emotional press conference admits he's still searching for answers, but tells you everything you've got to know. There's no collusion between us and the FBI. There's no conspiracy theory here. Conspiracy theory? When all the acoustic evidence and the eyewitnesses and the security people, you name it, tell us the same thing. And now eyewitnesses that weren't even harmed, that are young, that are 29 years old, are dying, and 34 years old are suddenly dying of natural causes. And on top of it, we got the security guard who reported he was shot at down the hallway 6 minutes before all this happened. He's disappeared. And then we've got witnesses at Mandalay and at other casinos as well, all concurring and lining up with the police scanner audio that there was shooting going on at the Bellagio as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the cover-up that is unraveling the power structure. And the reason it's happening is they did this in 2017. And by they did this, ISIS, the evidence showed, carried out the attack. For whatever reason, the government doesn't want you to know what's going on. You've got stay-behind networks inside the FBI, known for blocking real investigations over and over again of other events, trying to block Trump's agenda as well, and trying to work against him in the Justice Department to overthrow the president and the recovery of our republic. So we have a group with a history of cover-ups. We have evidence of a cover-up, and we have a sheriff that is acting completely and totally scared and discredited, and he's changing the story over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com and our crew and you, the listeners, our human intelligence on the ground, have been proven incredibly accurate yet again, asking questions and finding answers. But we need to stay focused on this case because this could unravel the entire criminal networks of the shadow government that have been pulling off capers like this and covering up capers like this for a long, long time. We know there's a cover-up. Now we've got to find out exactly what they're covering up. And the evidence is overwhelming. It's a concerted ISIS attack that, for whatever reason, they've decided to lie to the public about, and now it's blowing up in their face. I'm Alex Jones, and if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, in the early throes of this tragedy, I had advised each and every one of you that items of information were going to change. The dynamics of this investigation is far-reaching, it's wide, and the name as part of the registration had changed on the 28th to include Mary Lou Danley. So that was the confusion associated with that. No matter what the perception is, whether we were being non-transparent or we were attempting to be subversive, is false. It's important that you continue to listen to me. 959 is important. It wasn't inaccurate when I provided to you. The circumstances associated with it is inaccurate. Everybody understand that? No question, sir. There is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD, and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything reference this investigation. So at this point, I want to thank the community. I want to thank you for letting me be your sheriff in Vegas Strong.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are resistance.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.